Get out
Love
the game.
Talk Radio.
Get out the motherfucking game if you are scared of women. Why? Because I told you guys, there are three groups of individuals going after women online and all, but now they're online because everybody's at home. The scared guys, the introverted ones, the guys that lie and manipulate and use, what do they call that, indirect methods and shit like that, instead of being honest with women, they ain't getting no pussy. Because all two groups are predictable. The only ones that's going to win are the ones that's going to stand on shit, guys. And I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm just being real with y'all. I'm trying to keep that shit 1,000 with you guys. You guys have got to stop this predictable, unpredictable, all this shit, man. What I'm saying to y'all guys, this is the importance of how y'all stand on shit, guys. I want you guys to win. But the only way you're going to win, and let me bring the number, 515-605-9273. The only way you guys are going to win is keep this motherfucker 1,000. Thank you, Freelance. Appreciate the love, brother. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. I want you to stand out. But you got to stop thinking that women think like you. Just because you feel that you need cars, clothes, money, and shoes to get a woman, I'm telling you. Guys, dude, I want to bring y'all upstairs, but I'm not going to do it. Last time I brought y'all upstairs, Theo dug in his food. Freelancers on my looking in my porn stash and shit. Fucking Mr. Jackson and shit. He was fucking got his foot up. HFC brought his dirty ass shoes in and walked in. I ain't bring y'all upstairs no more. Jeremy was trying to grab my phone, talk to women. I ain't doing that. I ain't bringing y'all upstairs no more. I'm not bringing you, G-Ball, Ping. I'm not bringing none of you motherfuckers upstairs. Every time I bring y'all upstairs, Junior, you too. Every time I bring you upstairs, y'all always got juice, you too. Y'all always fucking shit up. Same with you, Whiskey. Whiskey, you know I ain't bring your ass upstairs. You always fucking shit up. So I'm going to say this shit down here. Guys, dude, I'm going to have to, I'm going to get a crayon video because this is something concrete. I'm going to drop a video on this as well. I don't care if you win her with your looks, you win her with a chiseled body, you win her with your nice fancy ass clothes or your nice fucking shoes or your nice car with the little spinning rims on it or the thumping ass bass or you win her with your house and your money and all that shit. I don't give a fuck if you win her like this because you have won a battle. You didn't win the war. And the war is simply this, guys. Just because she's riding in your car, just because she's laying in your bed, just because she's sitting across from you at the dinner table or the restaurant, doesn't mean you have won the war. Because I don't give a fuck if it's there, Jupiter, Mars, or Saturn. If she's with you and thinking about me, who wins the war? Let me say that again. If she's with you, Mr. Fancy Pants, that's Cock Diesel, if she's with you, Mr. Fancy Pants, that looks good, that has a chiseled body, the nice job, the clothes, the cars, the shoes, the watches, the house, the degrees, and all that other stuff, and she's in your bed, but she's thinking about me, who wins? This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'll keep telling you guys out there. Don't think you win because you get her with fancy-ass trinkets and shit. Because you don't win. Why? Because most of you guys don't understand the difference between emotional connection and trinket connection. Emotional connection or trinkets and things outside of yourself. Difference between wants and difference between needs. And I'm not knocking guys. If you indirect line motherfuckers want to believe these guys and you want to go out and buy your fancy suits and you want to have your little shit in there and you want to look all fancy, go right ahead. Please do that. Please do that. Because let me tell y'all something. Clothes cannot hide the fact that you ain't standing on your name. Money is not going to hide the fact that you are not a motherfucker that can speak that flavor in her ear. Your car, your job, your house. Hey, look, all that stuff is going to get her over there. And that's the truth. She, hey, if she wants to go over there, because over there is a lot of shiny shit, because women love shiny shit. That's the truth. I'm not, hey, look, if you want to look, if you want to whisk her around the world, go ahead. If you want to buy the fur coat, go ahead. If you want to buy the fancy meals, get her the Louis Vuittons. Get her all the shit she wants. Go right ahead. I'm not stopping you. But dog, please understand and don't get mad at motherfuckers like me. When she takes your fur coat, she sneaks into the bathroom with no clothes on, and she takes a selfie of her motherfucking ass and pussy in your fur coat and sends it to me. Who wins the war? Who wins the war? Don't think, man. But wait a second. But see, then you got guys saying, see, I told you women ain't shit. Told you these women ain't shit. Well, let's keep this all the way real. She knew you wasn't shit from the moment she met you, because the moment she met you, you were either scared or you were motherfucking trying to backdoor her into the ass, or you were begging and bartering your way into the pussy. So you gave her everything she wants. You get right, the material. You gave her the material stuff. You made the material connection to her. And let me tell you something. There's a difference between material and emotional, gentlemen. Because as soon as you make an emotional connection, oh, wait a second, guys. Bad news again. I'm sorry, guys. I want to let y'all know more bad news. Let me clear my throat on this one. Excuse me. I want to let y'all know more bad news, gentlemen. I'm sorry, guys. More bad news. Because when you get her emotionally locked in on you, go ahead and go on Facebook and Instagram and post your favorite pair of Jordans that you want and watch her find a way to see your shoe size so she can buy you the gift. Watch her when she goes to the mall with her man and she goes into Victoria's Secret. She ain't going into Victoria's Secret for him. She's trying to figure out what can I wear and put on for you. That's the bad news. When she, if you got diamond earrings or something like that, oh, she going to get you something to match. She going to get you a nice matching little watch to go with the earring. Or whatever has, whatever she finds that she thinks will look good on you, she going to spend the money. Guys, I've been telling y'all since I've been doing it for over 30 years. But guys, first time I saw it was in Purple Rain. I'm sorry. First time I saw it. Apollonia got a job. She got some money. No, let's backtrack. Prince saw Apollonia at the club. Prince was like, all right, I'm gonna look at her for a minute and I'm gonna float the fuck off. Prince caught her at the mall, spit a little bit of yak in her motherfucking ear. Took her bracelet, walked the fuck off, and then went over to the window to look at a cloud guitar that he could not afford. He couldn't afford that shit, but he was looking at it. And what did Apollonia do when she got her first bit of money? The first check she got, didn't pay rent, didn't pay bills or anything like that. She went and bought the guitar for him. Why? Because she knew it'll put a smile on his face. Y'all don't even understand. And that's the bad news, guys. That's the bad news. Women buying your affection and your love. They want to win you over. They want you to be seen as one. See, guys, listen. A lot of guys always say, well, Steve, when do I know I'm really, like, doing this shit right? When do I really know when I got this shit down right? Guys, the when you know is when these women want to marry your ass. When they want to marry you and they want to be exclusive by you, that's when you know you're doing something. When she knows that you ain't going to marry her, but yet she's going to reach out and say, you know, I just want to be with you. I want your kids. Why? Because that's nature. If you watch the Discovery Channel, once any insect, mammal, or whatever have you on the Discovery Channel realizes that they are around a real-ass man, they want to fucking fuck that person. Have kids by that person because they know that the bloodline is going to be strong. Why do you think certain horses are stud? What do they call them? Studs? I'm watching Ozark, man. The fuck what they did to that damn horse. I'm sorry. that's my fucking show. I got to stop. I'm just getting so hooked on it. I got to calm myself from binging it, dog. But what I'm saying is this. It starts with the emotional connection. Most guys have never been told this information before. Most guys have never even understood what's going on. When these women are constantly thinking about you, they can be in a room full of guys and they're thinking about you. They could be with their man and thinking about you. They could be with their girlfriend and they're thinking about you. They could be wherever they go, they could be thinking about you. You want to know why? Because when you're doing it right and you use master the bedroom, you got them everywhere. Think about that for a second. She's in the kitchen. Y'all messaging each other. Tell her to open up her refrigerator. Let me see what's inside your refrigerator. Let me see the things that you're eating right now. Chase a photo. See, y'all, guys, nobody's ever told you this shit. Man, I don't even know if I should tell you. You know this kind of shit I always have to take down. But I'm going to give y'all one. I'm going to give you one. I'm going to give you one that nobody's ever told you about, and I'm going to give you one right now. Let me check the line before I give you one. All right. You're in the kitchen with her. y'all are either messaging or whatever the fuck you're doing, right? Yeah, I mean, conversation class 1, 2, 3, whatever. She's in the kitchen. When's the last time you told her to open up her refrigerator and take a photo of what's inside a refrigerator? Now, a lot of you guys may be saying, Steve, why the fuck would I do something stupid like that? What does a refrigerator have to do with an emotional connection? Why? Because once I see her refrigerator, it is at that point I'm going to try to figure out what's inside a refrigerator to get the emotional fucking connection. Most women love salads and shit. Most women eat healthy. So 9 times out of 10, there's fruit in the refrigerator, gentlemen. And if there is fruit in the refrigerator, you know what I'm going to tell her? I'm going to tell her, go take out a strawberry, and I want you to take either a photo or a video of you putting that fruit in your mouth and biting it. Why? Because I like to see your lips, how it forms around certain fruit. Y'all ain't ready for this shit. I don't think y'all ready for this shit. I don't think y'all ready for what I'm about to tell you. If there's a banana in there, I want to see the banana in your mouth. I want to watch you bite that banana. If it's a strawberry, I want to watch you put your lips around that strawberry and bite that strawberry. Why? Because when she does it, because it's a command and you're guiding her ass, and you know what? She's never been told or asked to do that shit before in her fucking life anyway, because maybe her husband, her boyfriend, the guy she's living with, the guy she's dating, or all the male friends she's got never told her this shit like this before. So fuck it, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm like, all right, I'll do that shit for you. And then all you got to do, guys, yeah, I'm going to get strawberries or banana. I don't care. It could be a strawberry. It could be a banana. I don't give a fuck what it is. As soon as she does the banana or the strawberry, and as soon as she puts it in her mouth and she bites it, and she sends the video back to you, that's when you gotta sit back. 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 The folks that I got right here to lace her motherfucking ass. So fuck with her mind every time she opens that refrigerator by saying simply this. I always have bones to pick at you. But about all the bones and the problems that I have with you, it's the fact that watching you put that banana or that strawberry in your mouth May the hairs pop up on my motherfucking arm. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I always knew that you had sexy lips. And they are, yes, kissable. And I look forward to kissing those lips. But watching your lips form around that fruit and watching how passionately you bit down in it and looking at the smile that you had after you bit that fruit made me think what it would be like to watch your lips on my lips, to watch your lips kissing all the way on my chest, working those lips all the way down to my stomach, working those beautiful lips that bit into that banana or that strawberry, working your way down until you wrap your lips around me the way you wrapped your lips around that banana or around that strawberry. It made me want to pick a bone with you. because you didn't even give me the opportunity or chance to tell you to put a little bit of whipped cream on it, because I know you love a little cream in your coffee. And I just want to make this confession to you. It's not that I want to see your lips on my body. It's a matter of when you're going to put your lips on my body. Because if you treat fruit that way, then I can't wait to see what you do to me and this motherfucking body. Guys, when you do that right there, guys, and then grab your little kick-ass phone and attach a photo or a video or what, I don't care how you do it, send a little bit, chick, chick, and send that back right there, guys. I don't give a fuck where she is. Whenever she opens that refrigerator door up, and whenever she goes to grab her favorite banana or her favorite strawberry, her favorite piece of watermelon or cantaloupe, I don't give a fuck if it's an apple or a pear. Every woman's going to be different. Guess who the fuck she's going to be thinking about? Guess who she's going to be thinking about, guys? Think about that for a second. But then we could probably swing it this way, because every time there is another way. We just, because we, as the one, we switch things up. So what I want to do is grab a little bit in my concoction, in my brew. I want to put a pinch of romance in there. A little bit of seduction, a little I'm going to shave off, a little bit of sensual and sexual, and I'm going to pour a little bit of a cup of smooth in what I'm about to throw right now, because we can always change it up and Bob Ross this shit. You know, me watching you bite that banana or that cherry, that cantaloupe, strawberry, whatever the fuck she put in her mouth, you know what? It brought a thought to my mind, and usually I don't like to kiss and tell, because number one, I don't know you well enough to divulge this kind of information out to you, but I feel that it would be detrimental if I don't tell you. You know what? It was funny me watching you bite into that fruit, but you know what I was thinking, which would be better than you biting into that fruit? Is that when I come over there and I see you and I hold you and hug you and kiss you like I'm going to do when you walk through that door, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take your hand, and I can see it right now, and I'm going to walk you into the kitchen. You make sure you have that cantaloupe, that watermelon, whatever fucking fruit you have. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in the door, and I'm going to grab that strawberry. I'm going to pull off the back of it. I'm going to wash it off. I'm going to go in, I want you to put a little bit of sugar on that motherfucker, and I'm going to bite one half of it. I'm going to take my arm and put it around your waist. I'm going to bring you close to me. I'm going to take my hand and put your hair behind your ear. I'm going to go to the other side and whisper how sexy you are in strawberry, with the strawberry in my mouth. And I'm going to look you, and we're going to not only eat the strawberry together, but I want to taste and see if the strawberry, the cantaloupe, the watermelon, the whatever the fruit is, the cherry. I want to know, guys, does it taste different by itself versus tasting it off of your lips and your tongue? Come on, guys. You can't go wrong with this motherfucking yak. Why? Because the average guy ain't going to spit that kind of ism to a woman. And if you do that, what do you think she's going to be thinking about when she gets done the workout and she's tired and she's going for the cantaloupe, or she's going for the water, slice of the watermelon, or the cherries? Or the fuck, and I don't do cottage cheese. Whatever that function. Anyway, I don't give a fuck what it is. Hell, it could even be yogurt. I don't care. But what I'm saying to you is that you are putting something in her fucking mind that the average guy can't or won't do. The average guy is not talking to her that way. Y'all see what Unc is saying? The average guy is not spitting that motherfucking yak. He's not putting any flavor in her motherfucking ear, guys. Now, guys, we're going to go, I guess we're going to do another 20, we're going to have 21 more minutes. We're going to do 21 more minutes. We're going to wrap this up. But what I'm saying to y'all, guys, that this is why all this is important. Because at the end of the day, guys, in order for you to stay out of the wet zone, is not even start to go in there in the first place. That is why I'm telling you guys, I hopefully you guys begin to see that the more fun, the more of a challenge you become, how you set your style with your last name, how you can intrigue her. Hell, hey, did I not give her mental stimulation? Did I not make the moment intense for her? Because what motherfucker is arrogant, cocky, conceited, and smooth enough to say that shit and back it up? That's what I'm saying to y'all guys. And those are the things that are going to separate you from everybody else. But it is also her that is going to reach out to you because you are different from everybody else. These are the things that are going to separate you. But guys, if you don't believe in yourself, and that's okay, because all this is a work in progress. I'm just telling you about an end game. I'm not saying you're going to be this way tomorrow because all of this works, but it's got to start with you drawing a line in the sand and you saying, okay, you know what? I'm not going to be friends with women anymore. I don't want to be like the 98% of the guys that are either scared, that are doing indirect stuff, trying to backdoor, trying to be her friend, liking all her Instagram photos and shit like that. Matter of fact, guys, let me tell y'all something. When y'all really got this shit down, when you got it down and tell y'all real quick, I got much time. I don't give you the backstory of the guy. He's doing a lot of great progress. But he got himself in a little bit of a situation because he listened to Unc and the woman slowly came around. She started really feeling this stuff. The reason she started feeling him is because he stopped doing the shit that I'm telling y'all the other guys do. He backed off. He stopped liking the posts. He stopped hitting emojis and all that other shit. He stopped the boring texts and all that other stuff. So when she posted a photo of herself, guess what she got, guys? Check this out. Beautiful, gorgeous, beautiful, sexy, gorgeous, beautiful, fuck, baby mama, first day, nut. Hard eyes, emoji, beautiful, sexy, blah, blah, blah. You know all that shit, right? She liked every single guy's stuff. Now, please understand, this guy calls me with excitement. Not done with the story. Beautiful, she liked. Sexy, she liked. Gorgeous, she liked. Got the emoji eyes. She liked that guy. Oh, man, first day. That one after one after one after one after one. She liked everybody's stuff. That motherfucker went up on there and said, that's what's up. That's all he said. That's what's up. Not only did she like his post, but she replied under it, hey, oh my God, that is the sweetest thing I've ever heard. Now, wait, my mom, she had a long list. beautiful, gorgeous, sexy, oh my God, emoji, emoji, beautiful, sexy, and she liked them all. He just posted, that's what's up. So all he said, she liked it, came underneath it, and said, oh my God, that's the sweetest thing you said. And then from that point, sent him a message behind the scenes saying, where have you been, stranger? This is the shit I'm talking about. See, guys, you don't understand when a woman recognizes out of all the guys, out, look, they were saying all this shit, but he just said, gentlemen, that's what's up. That's all he said. Why? Because all the thunder was already done on the back end. You don't have to say sexy, gorgeous, and I things like that. You already have her. You just making your presence known. And then when she hit him up on the back, and this is the best part, he was like, I love watching your fans. I love watching these guys cake over you. He took my word cake, but he said cake. And she said, so they're not important to me. I don't care about those guys. I was just wondering what was wrong with you and why haven't you talked to me? And he was like, again, oh my God, what, holy shit, what do I do? Because again, I keep telling y'all guys, like I told you from the beginning of the show, you got to be there all the time, man. You, and this is what I keep telling y'all guys. I'm never threatened by any other guy because I don't care about the emojis and I don't care about the other guys paying them attention and all that other shit. I'm going to come in, I'm going to say a few fucking words, and I'm going to dip the fuck out. That's all I'm going to do. That's all I'm going to do. And that's all you need to do when you're doing it right. Why? The best thing that you guys can start doing is being in more groups, man. Get on Facebook and get in these groups. Guys, guys, I'm telling you, the man mindset, just add me. You have got to see the shit that I post. I'm telling you. And not only do I post crazy shit, I say shit behind the post. And dude, I wish I can't show you this. I wish you could see all the women that eat that shit up. They love that shit, dog. They love the sense of humor. They love that shit. But I'm telling you, just look. Take what I have, like the poetry. I don't care. Take what I have. Oh, dude, I got to drop me a poetry track. I'm probably going to drop something soon. But take what I have and utilize that shit, man. Utilize. Make it your own, man. I'm just going off the top of the dome, dog, and I'm good. But y'all have got to start learning how to do this shit, okay, man? This is what's important, man. Look, don't be mad. Don't be jealous. Women are going to have fan clubs, all right? But here's the thing. I wish I had that clip. But remember I told you. That clip I had, guys laying in bed with the woman. She's on the phone. She said, oh, my God, that's a great restaurant. I want to go eat there. I can't wait to eat there with you. And the guy in bed was like, babe, you gonna do that in front of me? I can't believe you did that, baby. She said, look, are you gonna be at my dinner table or are you gonna be in my bed? Which one is it gonna be? Guys, what you gotta understand is I'm never gonna be at anybody's dinner table. So if those guys wanna be at her restaurant or her dinner table, kissing her motherfucking ass, trying to backdoor her, manipulate her, and being indirect with her ass, let them be. Let them be. Why? Because at the end of the day, guys, these guys are always going to what? Water and give your seed light. As soon as you make it known that you want to get to know her in an intimate way, she is either going to say no where you cut her off and say, fuck it, I ain't got nothing to lose. Or she's going to buy into it and you're good to go, man. But just because you want to get intimate with her doesn't mean you got to be all up on her motherfucking ass. That's what I'm telling you. Back the fuck off, chill the fuck out, and you're going to be good, guys. That's all I'm just going to say. But guys, y'all got any questions or anything? It was a good show for what we did today. Just hit me up. Any questions right now, I'll answer. We got a few more minutes, about 11 more minutes left. But, guys, if I got any questions, please feel free to ask. That's what this show is for. Check it out. But also, guys, if you do get the opportunity, you don't have to like it or subscribe. Just remember to get the notification. Never go live or anything like that. You will get updated first, okay? So make sure y'all check that out. But, I'm going to start taking out a lot of videos and shit. So I'm gonna do a lot of more simple 7-8 minute videos, just kick out some shit like that. So, people ask me questions. Sometimes I don't want to or have the time to talk about those things. So, if y'all got any questions or things that you want me to discuss as far as a quick email or something you want to know, just go ahead and post that. Just type in the subject as YouTube, and I will kick those out as many as I can. That's what I'll do for you guys. All right, man. So, but anyway, guys, we got about 10 minutes to go, guys. If you got any questions, let me know. I'm here to answer any questions. It's a good show. But just remember, at the end of the day, guys, you got to ask yourself, what group am I in? Am I in the scared group, the backdoor, indirect? What did God say? Fucking introverted side? Or you're just going to be a man about your shit. Guys, I'm telling you, you'll never be in the friend zone again if you state your intentions. You'll never, ever end up in the friend zone because a real motherfucker is never going to live there, man. That's all I'm saying, man. So, but guys, 9 minutes to go, guys. Any questions, please feel free to ask, man. Soak this up. Pass this out to 5 of your friends. Let them know. But nobody's teaching you this stuff. Nobody's telling you how to win. Winning is a very easy and simple thing when you put your mind to it. And that's what I want you guys to do. I just want you to put your mind to it. The more you put your mind to it, you'll be good. Guys, also, y'all can check out, I put up 2 new YouTubes. And like I say, I'm going to start kicking out more YouTubes, more little small little shows. I've got 2 more. I got a few more I've recorded, so I'm gonna be kicking them out a lot. I'm gonna be kicking out a lot of shows, man. A lot of shows, a lot of Riding with the Deans. Back up too much, not too much live. Back off the live stuff because I got so much other stuff I got to do, man. So I got to kind of back off the live stuff, but I'll have time to sit and just chop it up. If y'all got any questions, any concerns, just put in the subject YouTube. That's all. You put it in the subject as YouTube, I'll take that and I'll do the subject on that, okay? What do you say? I seen one of your Facebook posts that one of the texts and the girl and the guy fuck up. Yeah, hey. I put them on my page. And I throw it in the groups like, dude, see, what y'all understand is that I take everything I post on my page, it's chum that I throw into the water in the groups just to see how many motherfucking women not only like it, comment, or tag or mention me in the statement. Dude, y'all, I'm telling you, man, I ain't going to give that out, but I'm just saying I do that just for shits and giggles because I know this shit works. Guys, yo, add me. I'm telling you, if you add me to Twitter, if Twitter is the man mindset, or Facebook, y'all will see everything I put out there. And when I put it out there, I'll throw it in certain groups just to see how many women bite off that shit, reply, like, and mention my name. And when they do it, I can reel them in easy. But I'm not doing that, but I'm just showing you this is how you reel them in, guys. That's what I'm saying, man. I'm just telling y'all. Y'all got to see it, man. This shit is crazy. I always throw them in the group, and they just kill that shit. But real quick, let me go to one more commercial ad before we end this up. One more commercial. All right, we're back, yo. 5-1-5. We're about to shut the lines down. So lines are going to go down. Right now, we're shutting the lines down. But, guys, like I said, we had a good show today. Guys, soak this up, guys.